Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on the harmonic structure of sound. It's really about knowing what sounds to use for what issues, and also even how to express our emotions with different sounds. So that's our intention. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things going on here at the Institute. Let me share my screen here first. So we have our free sound healing workshop and open house here in Sausalito, just outside San Francisco, coming up January 16th. That's a week from tomorrow. It's 1 to 5 p.m. Even if you're not interested in classes, come on over if you're in the area or fly in. And we'll be going through how sound works. We'll be doing meditation throughout the day, and also putting people on sound tables and sound lounges so you get blissed out. You can play with all the instruments as well. Also, we have our next semester starting here at the Institute on January 18th. It's actually half at the Institute and half online. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's also about getting to know all the instruments and playing them for different issues and learning how to do sound baths. And we've got a lot you can play with here at the Institute. You can't make it here. Our online version only starts January 11th, or I think the next one's January 22nd after that. Which 11th is just next Tuesday. And it works really well. We've got a lot of people in the classes, and people are thriving afterwards. You know, we're a vocational school, so it's all about how to use equipment to help others and create a practice and do workshops and things like that. We also have our recording program, which is completely separate from the sound healing program, starting online January 18th. It's all about how to create incredible recordings and music. We got a music theory component, and we go over Pro Tools, but applies to any digital audio workstation. That starts January 18th, and it's just that class is just one day a week on Tuesdays from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, and then 5 hours of lab each week. And the sound healing program online, it's actually Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and then Saturdays, 10 to 1. That's Pacific time. But if you can't make the class, you can always watch the video. We also have our voice analysis training coming up for the software. If you buy the software by January 24th, you can take the class on February 5th. And that software is voice analysis. It shows exactly what's going on with the person physically or emotionally. And then it gives you the remedy of what note you listen to and tone along with. And we give you CD download links for every note to give out to clients as well. You can also test it out and get a treatment for $85 anytime. So it's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. All our classes you can find by going to soundhealingcenter.com and clicking here on the website. Go to the website and you'll see the sound healing and recording classes at the Institute and online. You can go to the store and you'll actually see the all of our equipment, which is, you know, everything from, let's go to it, everything from crystal bowls to music and books and videos and vibroacoustic tools. That's where we have all of our sound lounges and sound tables and pillows and dolphins and bass pods that you can put right on the body and belts and vests. And then we also have a full range of instruments, which include crystal bowls, classic and alchemy bowls, the crystal harp or quartzophone, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, have a whole range of new didgeridoos we're about to post. Gongs, drums and rattles, chimes, tuning forks and all these melodic instruments, sansulas, which is like a thumb organ or a kalimba, three notes, which is like a xylophone, wood drums and hand pans as well. And then we've got sound chambers, the big sound chambers we make, and then the Miracle Eye Cube, all types of things here, sacred geometry pendants, color and light therapies. And so it's just fun to check out. Also, we've got the therapy center where we have the main treatments is voice analysis and also finding your home note or finding your home note so you can get brainwave CDs as well tuned to you in delta for sleep and theta for creativity and alpha for presence and learning, and then beta for overcoming ADD. There's a lot of other treatments there you can check out as well. And then the Research Foundation, which goes to quite a few things. The first thing we have with the Research Foundation is the actual new site that we just launched. And you get a lot of information on sound healing. It's got links to the Sound Education Association, where we have over 500 exercises for kids, Medical Sound Association, where we have treatment plans for a wide range of issues that are detailed treatment plans. And then we've got a practitioner database where you can post your services as a practitioner or find services, and you can search for any issue, you can search for any location and find a practitioner. But here's the coolest thing, and it's we're still uploading them, but we've got about 200 clinical research papers where you can check all these different categories and find clinical papers on music and sound. We also have all the papers or all the research that we're working on here at the Institute. We need help on some of them, so if you're interested, let us know. We also have student research papers, which are, there's about 300. We're about to add another 200, actually. And you can also search them by category. And then we also have a ton of articles and videos to check out that you can also search by category as well, including YouTube videos. So very cool database now for all the information on sound healing. Okay, that's what we have going on. So today we're talking about the harmonic structure of sound. Let's see here. There we go. You know, harmonics are higher frequencies that make up the tonality, which is technically called timbre or harmonic structure, of any sound. If I just do an I just sang over 100 frequencies in that one vowel, ah. There are over 100 different notes in that one sound, and they're called harmonics. It's all the frequencies that make up my voice. The voice has the most harmonics. Tuning forks have hardly any harmonics. They only have one or two frequencies, one main frequency, right? And so these harmonics are what make up the actual structure of any sound, the actual tonality of any sound, right? So the harmonics are all mathematical multiples. So if I sing 80 hertz, which is like, then there's a second harmonic that is 160 hertz, which is 2 times 80 in my voice. You can't hear it, or you do hear it, but you don't break it out. Your mind doesn't focus on it. It's hard to separate out all of these frequencies when they're all going at the same time, right? Unless you're on psychedelics or a monk, right? So But it's in my voice right now. Whenever I sing 80 Hz, oh, there's also the third harmonic, which is 240 Hz. So it's like ooh, me, all these different frequencies going on at the same time when I just make that one vowel. But it keeps going. Remember, I said it says there's 100 harmonics. There's over 100, and I'm only showing 9 of them. But what's interesting is they're all mathematical multiples. 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, right? So if I sing 100 Hz, it's going to be 100, 200, 300, 400, all of the harmonics that way. It's interesting that God has set it up. So all of these harmonics in just about all sounds through the universe are made up of mathematical multiples. It's a mathematical pattern that is throughout sound and even throughout nature. We'll talk about in a bit, right? Now, here's what's really interesting is all of these harmonics are actual notes. So if I sing an A, the second harmonic's an A, then E, A, C sharp, E, G, a quarter flat, A, C sharp, D, and so forth. Right. In fact, let me actually play this for you on the guitar for a second here. Okay. So here is the harmonics on of A. C sharp. I'm playing just the same string, but putting my finger down lightly in different places. Then E, and then G a quarter flat, and then A. Right? So all of these harmonics are there when I just play A. But we can't hear them because our ear doesn't differentiate. It's too complex, right? So when I play A, I'm actually playing every one of these notes: A, E, A, C sharp, E, G, a quarter flat. When I sing A, I'm singing all of those notes when I even seem to be singing one note. But it's too much information, so our brain just thinks of it as one note, the A, right? Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. This is what I wanted to get to. It just so happens when sounds have only every other harmonic, the first, third, fifth, and seventh, and ninth, those harmonics actually create a very dissonant chord. Like this. If I were to play A, E, C sharp, G a quarter flat, B, D a quarter sharp, F a quarter sharp, which are the odd numbered harmonics, it would sound kind of like really dissonant, right? But it also has happened that God has put it together that the even numbered harmonics, 2, 4, 6, and 8, create a beautiful chord. A, E, A, C sharp, E, G, and A, which would sound like this. Quite different than this, right? So here's the deal. Odd harmonic sounds are like the gong. They have a chord in the sound itself, in the harmonics, on just one note, a chord on one note that is dissonant, edgy. So do reed instruments. So does the harmonium that we use to actually do chants to, or the shruti box. Tibetan bowls also have a dissonant chord. Things that are made of metal and have reeds and also have bumps on them create a chord in the one note that is dissonant. So these sounds are very activating. On the other hand, the even harmonics create a beautiful chord, and that would be like a nylon string on a harp, or a classical guitar, or a wood drum, right? So Odd harmonics are dissonant and edgy and activating. They're really good for breaking up stuck energy. Even harmonics are more calming and peaceful, right? So let me show you the difference, play a little bit of difference on instruments, right? So here we have the harp, which is even harmonic. Oops. Sound. Just take it into your body. Here's an odd harmonic sound. This is the harp. I'm sorry, gong, right? A gong has a lot of bumps on it. It's made of metal. And I'll tell you more in a second. Feel the difference. What a difference, right? So that's really good for breaking up energy. Now it's a consistent tone, so it can be peaceful in a way, like all sound healing is peaceful, but it's way more activating than the harp, right? So here's the deal. It's like sounds that are activating are really good for breaking up stuck energy, physically or emotionally. They're also energizing. They're much better for overcoming depression, right? And they can be very good for dementia in the early stages when you need to get more blood flow. In later stages, you might need more calming because in later stages, people who have dementia can get a little irritable, right? So they might need more calming, right? Whereas calming sounds, like the harp, are much better for anxiety and sensitive people. That gong sound for somebody that's like in the hospital or just out of the hospital may be way too much, right? It could be way too much. Or anyone that's just really fragile. I mean, you don't go into hospice and play a gong and bang it, right? And get people going, right? They can't handle it. They're too fragile. The other interesting thing is that these calming sounds are exactly what we use to transmit love. I'll come back to that in just a second. But what I want to do is I want to share a little bit of the way I do music production. So if I'm working on a song for depression, I'm going to have more activating sounds. Let me play a little bit of my antidepressant CD. Okay, this is not too edgy. I mean, we're not doing rock and roll here. We're not doing heavy metal, right? But it's way more activating than a song about sleep. So here's the antidepressant CD. Oops, let me play it. Let me fast forward a little bit. Activating, that'll get you going, right? It'll get you going. If you play really even harmonic, mellow sounds for someone depressed, they may never get out of bed. Whereas check out the Calm Sleep CD. Check this out. Now we're talking really warm sounds. Quite warm. You don't want activation when going to sleep, right? Oh, I've got another recording I want to play for you here of a sound that's like a, I forget the name of this, but it's really quite activating and very beautiful. Very beautiful. Check out this. This is Angelica. I don't remember the name of the instrument. Fast forward. It's like a sarod or a sitar. But I think it's something actually a little different. So check it out here. A lot of odd harmonics here. Beautiful odd interesting that something that activating could actually put you to sleep. I was starting to get a little drowsy from it, right? Because it's the consistent tone, doing the same thing over and over and really stable, not jumping around, that actually is very peaceful, even though the sound itself is very activating. Now, what we're talking about here is the sound, right? Not the music. The music has its whole capacity in many different parameters to be very activating or very calming based on the melody, the chord progression, the actual melodic progression, and especially the rhythm, right? Those can be totally activating or calming, right? So we're not even talking about the music, we're just talking about the sounds here, right? Which are mostly based on, again, the chord, whether it's a beautiful chord or a dissonant chord, like I played on the guitar, within the harmonics of the sound itself. That's the thing that makes a sound more activating or calming, the type of chord that's going on. So, and that's going to create something more better for one situation or another. In fact, the main thing you have to be concerned about is odd harmonics, like what I just played. If somebody's having panic attacks or prone to panic attacks, that could totally trigger it. That could be way too much with for somebody just out of surgery, right? So, I mean, a gong could really hurt someone. So when people are really fragile, you have to be very careful, very careful. Okay, that's important. Okay, then there's the timbre of the voice or different vowels, right? Now, the vowel oo is the most even. It's the most warm. Whereas E is the most odd harmonic, so it's the most activating. E, and that when you do an E, you can try it, do an E, you can feel the tension in your cheeks. E, and there's a blockage in the way. Your teeth are in the way. So there's like a little tension with the sound wave getting through the actual blockage of your teeth there. So that creates more odd harmonic. Ah is a perfect balance of odd and even harmonic. Although some people's voices are more odd and even, right? But ah is right in the middle. So ah is like a good balance. Ah, right? O is a little more even than odd. Ooh, and ooh is the warmest. Ooh. Eh is a little more odd than even. Eh, and then E is the most odd or most activating. E. Now, what's really interesting where this drives home, you know, I was just talking about transmitting love or showing about transmitting love is done with even harmonics. You don't go, I love you, right? You go, I love you. Same thing. If you're making the sound of love, you don't go, ee, right? You go, ooh, ooh. You don't go, ee, right? It's more, ooh. Ooh is naturally a warm sound with that we associate with love, right? You can do love with ee, but it's not the most common way to do it because it's a little more activating. And love we think of as calming. Let me play for you some activating versus calming voices. I'll play some moments. I mean, the most activating would be like a, you know, a heavy metal or Axl Rose, right? But I'm not going to play that. I'll play you what we think of as activating around here. And this is Sylvina. Let me go right to the middle here, where she's really kind of screaming, right? A scream is odd harmonics, but she's still running love, so it's not that activating, right? Check this out.
Thank you.
Now listen to the difference on this song, the tonality here, which is totally even harmonic. Get the idea. Okay. So all of these harmonics are mathematical multiples, right? So they are 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. Just about all sounds fall into this mathematical structure. There's some noise, like wind sounds, ocean sounds, river sounds, or just white noise that is actually not mathematical multiples. There's also some enharmonics, which you find in drums and also in gongs, which are not mathematical multiples. That's what makes gongs even more activating, the fact that they've got harmonics that aren't mathematical multiples, so they're really dissonant, and the gong has noise in it as well. So if you want to break up some stuck energy or get woken up, gongs are the best, you know, because of all this chaotic frequencies and so many frequencies in the gong as well, right? So, but generally, most sounds throughout nature, especially animal sounds, are actually mathematical multiples, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, and so forth, right? And what's really interesting is this mathematical structure is the same in the distance between the planets. So the distance from the sun to Mercury is the root, which is the fundamental, like 80 hertz or 100 hertz we mentioned before, whereas the distance from the Venus to Mars to Venus is 2 times the sun to Mars, right? And then from Venus, maybe I said the wrong thing. Okay, then Venus to Earth is 3 times the sun to Mars, right? Earth to what am I saying? Mercury, hello. So sun to Mercury is the root. Mercury to Venus is 2 times. Venus to Earth is 3 times. Earth to Mars is 4 times. Mars to the asteroid belt is 5 times. The asteroid belt to Jupiter is 6, 7 to Saturn, and then 8, 9. Although 10, Pluto is not in the harmonic structure. It is not mathematical multiple, right? So if you look at our solar system, it's a harmonic structure, just like I played on the guitar, right? It's a harmonic structure, which means each one of the planets is one frequency of the overall tone. The volume would be the size, oops, the size of the planet, right? I've actually used tone generators to create the frequency of each of the harmonics and set the volume based on the size of the planet to get the actual tonality of our entire solar system. Now, many say the solar system is the energy, our solar system is the energy of love. So that would mean that it's not just one frequency, it's this whole tone, this whole combination of all the planet frequencies, distance between them, that make up the actual tonality of our solar system, right? So here we have a sound right in front of us when we look at the entire solar system, right? The same mathematical structure is also in the distance of electron shells around the nucleus of an atom, right? One times, two times, three times, they get further and further apart. It's actually more precise than the actual planets. The planets are ellipses, so you have to average them out, and they're not exact, but they're really close. Whereas the electron shells are right on, right? They're much closer. One times, two times, they get further and further away. It's also in the weight of the spine. The spine has gets heavier and heavier. You can divide the spine into the harmonic structure completely, right? It's in our spine. It's also in the auras, according to Fabian Mammen. They get higher and higher in frequency, each of the auras, based on one times, two times, three times, four times, right? It's also, I would bet, in the chakras. Since this is the way that God does sound, mathematical multiples, why wouldn't it be in the chakras, which are totally a sound system, right? So the root, whatever that frequency is, the second chakra is two times, three times, four times, which would tie perfectly into the planets, right? The distance between the planets. That makes way more sense than using whole notes as people commonly do, right? So it's also at many different things. It's in the energy levels of matter at the quantum level. They jump from one energy level to another based on one times, two times, three times. Michio Kaku says it's even in string theory. There are harmonics in each string, right? It's also in chemistry. It's like you've got each frequency of chemistry is a harmonic. If you got like water, it's like two harmonics of hydrogen and one harmonic of oxygen, H2O. Right? So all chemistry, all, let me put it this way, all molecules are simply a harmonic structure. They're a bunch of atoms, right, which are frequencies. So all molecules, in fact, all elements of earth, fire, and water, and air, they're all harmonic structures, right? You can also even look at it as far as color. In color, you've got your primary colors, and you add a bunch of colors to get a complex color, and that's a harmonic structure. That's a timbre. That's a tonality, right? You can also even look at it in geometry. You got a circle, and you add a bunch of circle, which is like a frequency. And you add a bunch of circles together, and you can get every geometry in the universe, which is a timbre, a tonality, right? So it works at all levels of reality. We got the frequencies, and then we got a bunch of frequencies, which is the harmonic structure, right? So it's interesting when you look at different parts of the body, you can actually look at the organs as tones as opposed to frequencies. Instead of being a higher or lower frequency, each organ is a different vowel, right? Had this woman come from Tibet, and she actually had mapped out every single organ based on its tonality. In fact, she said, your voice takes on the tonality of the weakest organ when you're born. So if you have a weak kidney, it's like your voice is kind of be, your kidneys are about fear, so your voice is going to be kind of like a little weak, right? Or if you have weak liver, liver's about anger, so it's like, you're going to have a little weak liver, right? And so the tonality of your voice is based on your weakest organ when you're born. That's really interesting if it's true, right? But what's most more interesting is to be able to find the actual tonality, which is like a vowel, right? Those are different tonalities or different syllables for each organ. And there's a lot of, I mean, Qigong talks about different vowels for the six healing sounds of Qigong are for different organs. There's, I mean, a whole range. I mean, there's a Master Sha has a whole book with like a sound for every organ, like hundreds of different sounds and one for every organ, right? So this is very cool as opposed to the realm of frequency. We're talking the realm of tonality, right, as well. So I want to play you a song, which is Unconditional Love. And in this song, of course, I use really warm sounds, right? Because love is about warmth. And which it's interesting. I actually find string sections to match the energy of love more than anything because they're nice and sustaining. You know, if you make the sound of love, you don't go, you go, right? Which is a sustained note, and strings are sustained notes. So let me play for you my song called Unconditional Love, and bring love into your heart while listening. Enjoy. It's interesting that the violin and the cello are actually a balance of odd and even harmonics. So they're actually a little more activating, even though they're beautiful sounds. They're kind of right in the middle, right? There's also a full range of different singers. Well, let me tell you. There's singers that are more odd or even, right? Like a heavy metal singer versus Barry White, right? Warm sound versus, Bob Dylan, or Adele's even got a little bit of odd harmonics in her voice, right? Or Janis Joplin's got a lot. Also, there's also different people have more odd or even harmonics. Like Fran Dresser is like, hey, hey, right? Versus a really warm voice. It's interesting to notice how many odd harmonics are in people's voices. Sometimes some people find odd harmonics annoying, right? But they're activating. If we didn't have odd harmonics, we would be sleepy all the time. It'd be really warm all the time, and then we would just get tired, right? We need some activation to really keep things moving. Now, there's also odd and even harmonic DJs, right? There's like Spangle that's like, meh, 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 right? Oh my God, it's intense, right? Whereas if you go to ecstatic dance, it's all mostly, it varies, but it's often more warm sounds. Beep, 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 bam, bam, boom, 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 right? Instead of meh, 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 right? So there's a big difference between odd and even harmonic DJs as well. But what's really interesting is that harmonics carry everything there is about us. Harmonics carry in our voice, carry the template of perfection that we're born with, in all the ways that you and society, including parents, have distorted it, right? So whenever you open your mouth, the harmonics are carrying everything about you. There are no secrets here, right? Every bad relationship I've ever had is being carried through my voice right into your body, creating little mandala patterns in each water droplet and going right into your system right now. And every bit of universal love and oneness and bliss I've ever experienced is also coming through the tonality of my voice based on the muscles and nerves, the way they've developed over years, based on whatever I've experienced, probably even a little bit of past life, right? And it's coming right into your body and creating little mandala patterns in each water droplet. There's no secrets around here. We may not know how to decode it perfectly, but the information is going right into everybody, right? I don't know if I can handle the responsibility. Oh, yes, I can. Use voice analysis to actually find these harmonics and see what's missing in your voice, right? There's also overtone singing. I just saw this overtone singer on a YouTube video. Let me see if I can find him here. I wasn't going to play this, but he's quite amazing. Let's see if I can remember his name. I'm not going to look up an email. Cool. There it is. Okay. Let me play this for just the last. Oh, it's only 2 minutes, so it'll be good. Okay. Bless you.
Attention women over 25.
Okay,
Are you...
here we go. Check this out. Little odd harmonics on the instrument he's playing. So he's just using the harmonics in his voice by making the distance between his tongue and the roof of the mouth equal the wavelength of one of the harmonics of they're naturally in his voice. He gets those higher overtones, right? Those high frequencies coming out of his voice, right? So those are just harmonics of his voice that are already in there, and he's moving his mouth to resonate them, to make them louder, right? Very cool. That's overtone or throat singing, right? And it's really cool. So hold this energy that you may have and get and know exactly the right harmonics to use for any situation with the tonality of your voice, the instruments you listen to, and the energy in the universe and the solar system. Hold that energy. Rest of the weekend, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. It's just